ringrazio il dottor Colasanti per questa sintesi che ci ha fatto sulle iniziative in corso e sui progetti della comunità. È ora previsto l'intervento di Pirio Hamari dell'Ufficio Nazionale per le Antichità della Finlandia, che è il paese al quale è affidata in questo momento la presidenza della comunità.
Dear conference guests, honored president, I was asked here to the conference to give an overview of the activities related to the national representatives group during the Finnish presidency in the latter half of the 2006. And I'm very happy to continue from where Mr. Colasanti finished his speech. I will be touching on issues mentioned in his speech, like the work of the National Representatives Group, the Commission recommendation, and the Council conclusions. Let me briefly go through some facts about the National Representatives Group. The group consists of officially nominated experts from each European member state, up to three from each country. The group acts as a steering group for the coordination of digitization policies and programs based on the Lund principles agreed by the member states in 2001. The NRG has met every 6 months and has been chaired by the EU presidency. In the work of the National Representatives Group, a special emphasis has been placed on cultural and scientific resources and on the contribution of public and cultural institutions. The NRG has offered a common platform for European cooperation and coordination of national activities. The aim has been to share national experiences, to provide expertise, and to monitor progress regarding the objectives encapsulated in the Dynamic Action Plan launched in 2005. The 11th meeting of the National Representatives Group took place on the 13th of October 2006 in Helsinki during the Finnish EU presidency. I hardly need to introduce the Dynamic Action Plan to anyone here, but it is online and you are invited to acquaint yourselves with its content. Let me just mention once more that the Dynamic Action Plan is the result of the updating of the Lund Action Plan following the priorities set in the Council Work Plan for Culture for the years 2005-2006. Through this action plan, the Member States recognized the digitization of cultural and scientific heritage to be of strategic importance in providing rich and diverse digital resources that support education and research, tourism, and the creative industries, enable digital access by all citizens to national, regional, and local cultural heritage of Europe, and advance the European Digital Libraries Initiative. This importance is also recognized by ongoing investments by the Member States and by the Commission's communication E2010 Digital Libraries. Together, all these will build up Europe's rich heritage and combine multicultural and multilingual environments with technological advances and new business models to participate in creating a truly European cultural information space. Since the launching of the Dynamic Action Plan, the work of the National Representatives Group has concentrated on implementing the objectives encapsulated in the Dynamic Action Plan. Let me next describe some actions connected to the implementation of the plan. The action plan recognizes 5 action areas for promotion of digital access to Europe's cultural and scientific knowledge resources. They are users and content, technologies for digitization, sustainability of content, digital preservation, and monitoring progress. Key issues and immediate actions are listed in the dynamic action plan for each action area. I won't go into details on these, but further information for each area can be accessed in the plan. For the implementation of the action plan, the presidency focused on some selected areas and issues of the action plan. Special attention was given to the action areas A, users and content, and action area E, monitoring progress of the dynamic action plan. A conference under the title Why Digitize? Who Benefits? Impact Assessment of Digital Cultural Heritage Content and Services was held in Helsinki on the 12th of October 2006. The main approach of the conference was to bring into focus the benefits that the digital heritage resources provide for users and other stakeholders. The key axiom of the thinking behind the conference theme was this: provision of digital content and services should not be considered as the ultimate object. Instead, the goal is to generate effects that are felt to be required or necessary. Assessing the impact of the cultural, educational, social and economic effects of digitization of cultural heritage will in the future provide invaluable information and insights to the future use of resources, enhance the usability of digitized content, and facilitate access for all to our common heritage. The conference was attended by 150 participants, many of who are here today. Experts from cultural heritage institutions, public administration, EU institutions and projects from all member states. The conference incorporated 2 main issues: sharing views of the digital heritage and the E2010 Digital Libraries Flagships Initiative. And we were very happy to have Director Horst Forster from the Information Society and Media Directorate General Directorate E as speaker of the conference, and to discuss impacts of digitized cultural heritage. This issue was approached in the 2 panel discussions organized to discuss the economic, social and cultural impact of digitized heritage. The conference results are not published yet, but will be, and the presentations included can be found on the conference web pages. The conference day was full but very interesting, bringing into focus some new ideas and opening up new paths to be explored further. The second initiative in the implementation of the dynamic action plan by the NRG has been the launching of the work of the 5 action groups. The process was initiated in Bristol at the NRG meeting in November 2005 and has continued since. The Finnish presidency has done some coordinating work, but the action groups and their chairs have mapped the work of the groups themselves. These work plans have been discussed in a meeting in Helsinki in September, as well as by email, and were presented in the NRG meeting in Helsinki. The work plans include actions to be taken by the groups during 2006 and 2007. The groups have also been reinforced during this year with expert members and have now a very good composition for taking the work further. The work of the groups is being directed by the chairs and the co-chairs, and here you will see a composition of the groups as they are at the moment and their contact information. Last, I would like to say some words on the process that has led to the adoption of the Council conclusions this year and the changes in the future of the NRG. The Commission, like we heard, has adopted a recommendation on the digitization and online accessibility of cultural material and digital preservation on 24th of August 2006. The recommendation is specifying actions expected from the Member States to make the European Digital Library a reality. In response to the Commission recommendation, the Education, Youth and Culture Council adopted at its 13th November meeting conclusions showing the commitment of Member States to work together towards the European Digital Library. The conclusions indicate what priority actions Member States and the Commission intend to undertake, providing a provisional timetable for the actions to get Europe's digital heritage online. One of the key elements in the Council conclusions is that the Commission is invited to contribute to improved policy coordination on digitization, online accessibility and preservation of cultural heritage materials. The conclusions were adopted by the Council, including the invitation to create a group to take forward the coordinating work of the NRG. The conclusions highlight the work of the NRG as follows. The Council of the European Union recognizes the valuable coordination work done by the National Representatives Group on digitization to exchange Member States' experiences and monitor progress inter alia through the Dynamic Action Plan, and the need to anchor this coordination work within the community's institutional framework. And to continue, the Council of the European Union invites the Commission to contribute to improved policy coordination on the digitization and online accessibility of cultural material and digital preservation, in particular through the creation of a group of Member States representatives to take forward the coordination work of the NRG, securing continuity, including effective transitional arrangements, and building on the experience and expertise gained. The Council conclusions also include a provisional timetable for priority actions for the years 2007 to 2009. The Council conclusions can be found in the official release at the Finnish official press release at the Finnish Presidency pages, as well as the Commission's Digital Libraries portal, and will be published in the official journal of the European Communities. The Finnish EU Presidency will come to a close in little more than 3 weeks. The issues concerning the digitization of cultural heritage have not been the only issues in the area of cultural policy that the Finnish presidency has emphasized or that are the focus of European attention right now, but they are among the most important because we are in the middle of an unforeseeably rapid development of technologies and above all policies concerning the digital cultural heritage. The coordinating tasks of issues concerning digitization, online accessibility and digital preservation of cultural content at European level will continue to be of utmost importance in a rapidly changing and in many ways challenging environment. The very core issues are to avoid duplication of effort and to direct the energies and resources used to benefit common goals. The Finnish presidency is very pleased with its 6 months of intensive work. We are confident that the work of the NRG has progressed in a useful way and look forward to reaping the rewards of both the challenges presented at the Impact Assessment Conference and the work of the action groups. We also see the strengthening of the coordinating work within the community's institutional framework as one of the utmost importance in the process of making the visions embedded both in the Commission recommendation and in the Council conclusions a reality. I thank you for your attention.